Hello, everyone. I wonder what you have been most worried about over the past week.
我不知道在座的各位过去一周最担忧的事情是什么。
Are there things that keep you awake at night or, worried because they keep coming back to you?
忧虑到一个地步，你晚上都会从梦中惊醒，你不停的一个事情不停的搅扰在你脑海里，让你不停的去想它。
Do you ever lie in bed and think about problems that you're trying to solve, and then you think again and again and again, about things that will happen tomorrow or next week or next month?
这件事情不停地盘旋在你的脑海，你不停地去想它。
是
你开始对明天被下个礼拜被下个月开始感到忧虑。
If so, I trust that the passage we study today will help you and challenge you.
今天就让我们的这段经文一起来挑战我，并且来帮助我胜过忧虑。
Last week we were looking at Matthew chapter 6. From verses 19 to 24.
上周我们讲到的经文，马太福音六章十九到二十四节。
Perhaps you could turn there now, we'll read the next section in just a few minutes. But I would like to remind you a little about last week's passage.
等一下我们会继续下面的经文，在讲下一段经文之前，我们先提醒大家回顾一下上周的讲到经文。
Jesus said, Don't store up riches here on earth where moths and rust destroy.
基督耶稣提醒我们不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，人朽坏。
And robbers break in and steal.
也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But stir up riches for yourselves in heaven.
所以我们要积攒财宝在天上。
Because your heart will always be where your riches are.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Us as Christians, this earth is not our permanent home.
因为我们知道在地上这个世界不是我们永远的家乡。
We're here on earth and on the way to God's plan for us in heaven.
这个地上只是一个短暂的过程，我们将来最终的目的地通往那天上之城。
So,Nothing from this earth will be of use in heaven.
所以在这个世上一切都终将过去，没有任何事物在这个世界是永存的。
And this gives us the background we need to look at the next section from verses 25 to the end of the chapter, verse 34.
所以这一章就是下一段今天我们要讲的这一段经文的背景，25章到六章二十五节到三十四节。
So could we read that passage now, please?
我们请弟兄姐妹一起来读马太福音六章二十五到三十四节。所以我告诉你，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来， 他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门及荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够。
So Jesus is clearly telling us, don't worry.
所以基督耶稣在这一段的主题重点是告诉我们不要忧虑。
Don't worry about the food and drink we need to stay alive, and don't worry about the clothes for our bodies.
我们不应该忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
But surely it is a natural thing to be concerned about having those basic things we need.
但是对于我们来说，这些事情是如此的基本的人生的需要，我们当然应该为这些事情来着想。
In verse 32, Jesus answers that kind of question.
在32节，其实耶稣给我们给出了答案。
And you might say his answer is, yes, but no.
但是他的这个答案让我们觉得既是需要 又觉得不需要。
Jesus in verse 32 says, people everywhere are always concerned about these issues of life, food, drink, clothing.
耶稣在32节告诉我们，这个世界上的人，不管是什么人，不管在哪里，他们都会对这些事情有忧虑，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
But then he adds, your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things.
然后耶稣告诉我们，其实我们所忧虑的、我们所需用的这些最基本的生活必需的东西，我们在天上的父，他是完全知道的。
So it may seem perfectly natural to be worried about these things. Yet, if we know God, that's a whole different story.
所以这些经文在提醒我们，如果我们真的是一群认识神的人，我们的这些所求，我们心里的忧虑就会完全跟世界上的人都不一样。
Jesus had already been saying in the previous verses from 25 to 30.
耶稣在前面25节到30节的经文当中，
Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat and drink, or your clothes.
说不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为生命忧虑穿什么。
Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳？
Then Jesus says, look at the birds. The birds are fed, they fly, but they don't have to sow the seed and reap the harvest and store it in a barn.
然后耶稣举了一个天上飞鸟的例子，他说天上的鸟自由自在的翱翔，他们有食物吃，但是他们不需要种，也不需要收集什么在仓里。
Because your heavenly Father feeds them.
因为天上的父 是天上的父在养活他们。
We are to remember that we are much more important than the birds and the other creatures that God has made.
同时耶稣在提醒我们，既然连天上的飞鸟天父都养活他，而我们却比飞鸟贵重得多。
So he will certainly look after us and feed us too.
既然如此，天父阿爸，我们的天父一定会看顾我们。
Jesus says something similar in the next few verses about clothing.
所以在下面几节当中，耶稣又通过衣服、衣裳来阐述这个道理。
Mavis and I often walk over Kensington Park near where we live.
我和我的妻子偶尔经常会去附近的公园走路。
And she often talks about the daisies on the grass.
她会，我的妻子会经常评论地上的那些花。
They are small yet perfect.
他们看上去如此的漂亮，如此的完美。
If God creates these things and cares for them, how much more will He care for us?
如果连这些经风一吹马上就归于无有的花朵，上帝都如此的照看，我们按照上帝形象被造的人，神岂不照看呢？
Remember, we are made in God's image.
我们提醒大家，我们跟所有的被造物不同，我们是按照上帝的形象被造。
I think also there's another aspect to this.
我想从另外一点我们可以来看到。
Sometimes people read how Jesus points out.The birds don't have to sow and reap and store in barns.
有些人再次向我们指出，耶稣在这里告诉我们，天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，天父上去养活它。
And the lilies the lilies can't labor or spin, and yet they look so beautiful.
地上的百合花，它也不需要劳作，也不需要劳苦，但是它上帝上去赐给他们如此美丽的衣服。
So sometimes people say, well, if we really trust God, we won't have to work so hard. We can rely on Him to provide for us.
以至于有些人会得出这样的结论：如果是这样的话，天父照看我们一切，我们就什么都不用做。天父会供应我们一切我们所需。
But the Bible is very clear, God's given us the capacity to work and plan, and we should work hard and well.
而圣经提醒我们，我们需要我们上帝赐给我们劳动工作的能力，我们需要通过劳动和工作来养活自己。
God gave us these abilities, and we should use them.
我们应该善用上帝所赐给我们工作的能力。
But the earthquakes in Venezuela remind us once again that sometimes we become destitute. People may become destitute.Because of the accidents and the natural events.
而委内瑞拉发生的地震也告诉我们，什么很多时候天灾人祸会导致我们的贫穷。
So when or if we should experience a time when we don't have what we need,
当我们体验到我们并没有我们所需要的东西的时候，
Be assured God will provide for us.
我们需要知道我们生活所需，神他知道，他一定会供应。
God also calls some of us to become ministers or missionaries, which often means we don't have guaranteed wages or income.
神有时候差派宣教士去传扬做传福音的工作，这就意味着那些被差派的人他们的收入是得不到保证。
Mavis and I were in Thailand and China for 40 years without any guaranteed salary.
当我和我的妻子在泰国服侍40年前，服侍了40年的左右的时间，我们的收入不是固定，并没有得到保证。
But God provided for our needs over that whole 40 years.
但是在那40年当中，我们看到上帝的信实，他的供应从来没有断绝。
And of course that occurred through the support of this church and the support of other churches and other people.
我们得到了来自教会弟兄姐妹爱的供应。
So we are to work hard, plan ahead,and use our money and resources wisely.
所以我们就依靠神赐给我们的供应，我们过我们每天的日子。
But knowing that God will supply all our needs.
我们信靠的基础就是我们真实的相信上帝会供应我们前面所需的。
And of course, if we're doing well, we can help others and support God's work.
如果我们有多余的钱财，我们也可以去帮助别人。
Now, verse 25 says, Isn't life worth more than food and the body more than clothes?
二十五节告诉我们，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳？
Now, normally we can grow our food and, or buy it and make our clothes.
有时候我们可以自己种粮食，自己织衣服。
But where does our life come from?
但是我们的生命是从哪里来的？
Colossians chapter 1 tells us,Everything in heaven and on earth was created by Jesus.
哥罗西书一章告诉我们，万有都是靠基督造。
And it also says Jesus is the one who sort of holds everything together.
同时也告诉我们，万有也是靠基督而立。
Which means that Jesus is actively watching everything that happens in the world and the universe.
所以这节经文明确地提醒我们，我们的主基督耶稣，他在万有之上，而且他细察万物，没有世上任何大大小小事无巨细都在神的掌管当中。
It means thatJesus is actively overseeing the universe so that it does not, as it were, collapse day by day.
基督耶稣他统管万有，他也掌管万有，他也托住万有。
And Jesus is actively keeping you and me alive here in this room.Right now.
我们在座各位，我们每天的，我们呼吸，我们的生命气息，动作存留，都在乎是我们生命的主基督耶稣。
Modern science tells us a lot about how our bodies function.
现在的科学研究告诉我们，我们的身体里面是如何运作的，身体的机能。
And we can easily forget that behind all the detail of the way our bodies work,
我们有可能在我们身体运作的细节里面流连忘返。
That we only keep on living because of God's provision for us.
但是我们却无视了我们的生命真正的供应者是创造我们生命的赐给我们生命的创造基督耶稣。
Of course, other people don't understand that, but we need to be remembering and thankful day by day that God gives us life.
也许这世界上的人并不相信这一点，但是作为基督徒，我们必须明确的知道，我们的一切都是，特别是我们的生命。是来自于神。
Could we just turn over our Bibles a few pages, just a few pages, and look at Matthew chapter 10, please?
我们一起来看马太福音十章。
Matthew 10, 29 to 30.
我们一起来看29到30。
Read together, please.
大家请听。两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Do you know?The number of hairs you have on your head.
你们知道你们头发，你们头上的头发有多少根吗？
God knows every detail about us. Why are we worried that God will not care for us and provide for us?
如果我们真的相信，我们的头发全都数过，我们为什么还要为其他的事情这么担忧？
So don't worry.
所以得出的结论就是，作为基督徒，我们不要忧虑。
Of course, as Jesus said, people who don't know God, it's natural that they worry. How are we going to get what we need?
耶稣在这里提醒我们，对于不认识神的人来说，他们有忧虑是非常正常的事情。
But you and I should not worry because we have a loving Heavenly Father who is concerned for every detail about us.
但是作为自称我们为基督徒的人，我们不应该忧虑，因为我们是一群真正认识神的人，认识神的人不应该忧虑。
Now I'd like us to think just for a moment about the words in English, care and worry.
所以在英文单词里，两个词我们来重点看一下，一个是看顾，一个是忧虑。
We care for our children if we have children.
我们在座各位做父母的，我们会看顾我们的儿女。
Our family.And our society, our neighbors, and so on.
我们也有我们相应的责任去看顾这个我们的社区、社会和我们的邻舍。
And the word that is translated in our Bibles, talking about worry, actually can mean either care or worry.
在圣经里的这个忧虑的这个词，它的原文有两这两个意思都有，有看顾和忧虑的意思。
So it's right and proper that we care for our families, our church, and so on, and so many aspects of our society.
对于我们来说，我们关心，我们看顾我们的家庭，我们的教会，我们的社会，这是非常正确。
But we are not to worry, be anxious about what will happen tomorrow and so on.
但是我们不能关心到一个地步，我们开始为明天开始忧虑。
Our minds, so often we can find ourselves thinking about the things that bother us. We think again and again and again, and move past being caring to the point of worrying.
所以当我们对一件事情我们表现出过分的专注，过分的关心，我们这件事情不停地盘旋在我们脑海里的时候，这个时候我们的心态就从关心看顾 进入到了忧虑。
That often leads to lack of sleep and our health and well-being becomes weaker and poorer.
以至于我们的身体健康也遭受了损害。
So,when we realize that we are beginning to start worrying about things, we need to remember before the Lord that He will provide, and we need to stop that constant thinking and worrying.
所以当我们陷入这种忧虑的状态的时候，我们需要来到神面前来认罪悔改，让神让我们赐给我们一颗不要忧虑的心。
Do you remember what the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives should be?
你知道我们是有圣灵内住的一群人，圣灵在我们心里结出的果子是什么吗？
There's love, joy, peace.
有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
信实、温柔、节制。
Worrying, being anxious, prevents these fruits developing in our lives.
所以，当我们一颗忧虑的心是不会结出这样的果子的。
So we need to ask God that His Spirit will transform and change our thinking so that we can show those fruits of joy, peace, patience, and so on.
所以我们真的要来到神的面前，恳求神更新我们的心思意念，让我们抛开忧虑，结出圣灵所赐给我们的圣洁的果子。
As I was preparing for this message, my mind went back to when our daughter Sandra had her first birthday.
当我在准备这边讲到的时候，我回想起我当我女儿一岁的时候，过一岁生日的时候。
We were living in Thailand, and she and a number of children had very bad diarrhea.
我们当时还在泰国服侍，当时我的孩子和其他一群小孩都得了很严重的腹泻。
So we took her to a hospital, and I had to look after her in the hospital.
所以我们不得不把她带到医院，然后我就在那里医院里照看我的女儿。
In Thailand, the patient has to provide the food. In Thailand, the parent or relative has to look after the patient.
所以在泰国，我们 病人的父母和亲属需要来为病人提供他们所需的饮食。
And provide the food and so on that's needed.
提供病人一切所需。
So I slept under her bed that night.
所以在那时候，我看过我女儿的时候，晚上我就睡在我女儿的床下。
But when I woke up in the morning and checked how things were, I realized as time went by that she was getting in a worse and worse state.
但随着时间的推移，她的病，我的女儿的病不但没有好转，反而更加严重，更加恶化。
And I could see the doctors anxiously talking about what to do.
我也看到给她诊断的医生之间也很紧张的互相交流，商量下一步的计划。
It was obviously quite a serious situation.
我意识到这是一件，这并不是一个简单的一个病症，而会演变成一场非常严重的一个病患。
But as I sat beside the bed and kept her clean and tidy,
当我坐在床边为我女儿清洗照看她的时候，
God gave me a peace and a quiet heart and mind.
神的灵在我里面保守我的心，让我的心能够安静下，能够有平安的感觉。
Which, he did as I prayed for peace myself and as I prayed of course for Sandra, our daughter.
当然在那段时间我不停地为我的女儿祷告。
The doctors obviously changed some medicine and then a few hours later she began to improve and everything ended well.
后来医生们决定改换他所服用的药物，然后他的病情就开始逐渐好转。
But God is ready to give us the quietness and peace and joy we need, whatever the circumstances we are in.
就不管我们面对怎样的局面，神的平安、他的喜乐，应该都在我们的心里中。
Don't fear, don't worry, but trust.
不要惧怕，不要忧虑，只要信靠。
But let's just notice as we close how Jesus ends his teaching about worry.
在我们结束之前，我们来看耶稣基督他是怎样来结束他这一段讲论。
Perhaps we could read verses 32 to 34 in chapter 6 again. Let's read that again together.
请我们大家一起再来读六章32到34。这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Seek first the kingdom of God, and then God will provide all that is necessary for us.
这里耶稣教导我们有个次序，我们要先求神的国和神的义，然后我们所需的东西神就会加给我们。
And we only need to do that one day at a time.
我们每天都要如此行。
Remember, tomorrow is not under our control.
我们需要记住一点，明天永远不在我们的掌控中。
But it is under God's control. God knows what will happen tomorrow and will provide for that tomorrow.
我们必须清楚地认识到，掌管明天的只有那一位创造天地的我们的基督耶稣，他会供应我们明天所需要。
Jesus says in verse 27, can any of you add one more hour to your life by worrying?
27节耶稣提醒我们，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
I had a look at, I trust all of you can see this to some extent. I found this on the web some time ago. So, a picture of life as it often appears. Life can sometimes seem difficult and steep. And we have a choice.Are we going to worry and carry it ourselves, or are we going to not worry and trust in God? Is worry going to weigh us down on our back, as it were, or will we trust the Lord?To give us what we need for today. So I trust that's a good summary of some of what Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 6.
刚才袁牧师用的这幅图画向我们表明了我们的选择是什么？是忧虑还是信靠神？
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are great and powerful beyond anything we can understand. And we thank you that you know every detail of our lives and you care and have a deep concern for us.We pray that you will help us to trust you in every aspect of our lives and to know your presence, your spirit in our lives, and your provision each day into the future. We thank you.And pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.